Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Democratic primary for governor is getting crowded. Attorney General Mark Herring and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax have already announced their interest in running. And back in May, Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy announced her campaign. Now State Senator Jennifer McClellan says she's running too. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says it'll be a challenge for McClellan to stand out.
She's going to champion issues, for example, that Justin Fairfax has championed. She's going to champion issues that Mark Herring has championed. She's going to present a biography that Jennifer Carroll Foy can present in part. There are areas where Jennifer McClellan is going to be stepping on top of the same ground as other candidates.
Kidd also says the field is getting so crowded so early because many people expect former Governor Terry McAuliffe to throw his hat into the ring and drown out all the rest of the candidates. But Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says McAuliffe might end up in a Biden administration.
One thing to consider, of course, is that this field may change after November 2020. If there's a Democratic president, it may very well be the case that some of these very prominent Democrats now in the race for governor may end up being offered opportunities in Washington, and that may adjust the field.
One thing to remember about the Democratic primary for governor is that it's in June 2021, a year away. So far, the only Republican running in the race is Senator Amanda Chase. I'm Michael Pope.